for the elaboration that she had this morning for, concerning the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which I also believe answered somewhat to these questions. I can try to elaborate a little bit more, for example, when it comes to the question on what other groups have been addressed with a compensation system. For example, I can point out that we also, in 1997, a state report was delivered on a collective on a compensation to the Jews following the Holocaust and the actions during the Second World War. And in 1999, the Parliament allocated 450 million Norwegian kroner in a settlement aimed at compensating for the losses suffered by the Jews of Norway during the Second World War. The amount was divided into an individual settlement and a collective settlement, and also a part of the settlement was aimed for international amongst others, it was established an Holocaust Center in Norway that has the aim to address and spread knowledge on topics concerning not only the Jewish population but all other minorities in Norway. So they are a knowledge institution, I would say, that also have arrangements, and they deliver reports and we also I would like also to point out that the settlement for the Romani people of 75 million Norwegian kroners, I don't have very much information on how the Romani people were involved in that, but as Linda pointed out, representatives of the population, they were involved in a reference group that was collaborating with the group that made the state report. I would also like to point out, when it came to the state report that they funded the base of the compensation to the Jewish, there were also two Jewish representatives in the group that made the state report. And also, when it comes to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, there were representatives of all the different Sami groups. And I would like to think and say that this maybe this is representative of how we think that the reconciliation processes should be made out in Norway. So we think that we should include the group of people that are addressed. I can also mention, if you'd like, I think we have said a bit about the compensation schemes that we have, the special compensation schemes on the Sami and also on the Tata people, and these are old cases. And but I'd like also to point out that these special compensation schemes, they were established in relation to another more general compensation scheme that is called the Parliament Remuneration Scheme, and that applies only to cases which are obsolete, so that people that have people that have maybe what would have been a compensation claim but that is obsolete, they may have the opportunity to have a compensation anyway. And that is based on so the scheme is applicable to persons who would have a particularly unfortunate outcome and have suffered damages for inconvenience that have not been covered under general compensation law or thorough social security insurance or other compensation schemes, and that is especially when it is because of its relation to the authorities or the way the authorities have coped in different cases in the past. So, and this is a general compensation scheme, and there are no conditions on what kind of situation that have led to this. So it's a very general possibility to get compensation. So it's related to, and so all these minorities is also able to apply under this compensation scheme.
If I may, also, there was also a question that falls to you a little bit around, given that there has been no instance of enforced disappearances in Norway, that's fine, but in the event of such enforced